Welcome, everybody, to episode number 9 of Life Lean In. There is a quote that says, we are the sum total of our choices or the decisions that we make. Now, I looked up this particular quote because I wanted to know who it came from. And honestly, when I pulled it up, when I Googled it, there was like 15 people were accredited as saying this quote. So this is just kind of a side note. Man, there is nothing new under the sun. Solomon in the Bible was the smartest guy on earth. There is nothing new under the sun. And so, man, if you want to own something, just own it. Own the quote. Own this saying. We are the sum total of our choices or the decisions that we make. So here's the question. Have you ever made a dumb decision? Do you have regret? Because I know I do. I know that I've made a ton of really, really dumb decisions. I have regret. I have things, man, I wish I wouldn't have done that. I wish I wouldn't have said that. I wish I wouldn't have made that decision. We're the sum total of our choices and the decisions that we make. So how do we learn to make good decisions, better decisions? If we're the sum total of them, we need to learn to make better decisions, more good ones than bad ones, right? And recently I was listening to another podcast, and Andy Stanley, another pastor, author, well-known pastor around the country, he was telling a story about his dad, and who is also a pastor, really well-known guy named Charles Stanley. When Andy was really young, his dad wanted to teach him the value of decision-making. And so when he came to things, you know, when there was a decision that needed to be made, and Andy would come to his dad and be like, Dad, you know, can you help me to make this decision, or can you help me with this? His dad, literally at a very young age, he would say, Andy, what do you think you should do? Or what would you do if I wasn't here to help you? Or maybe the question is, what if I wasn't here to tell you what to do? Charles, Andy's dad, at a very young age, was doing a couple of things. He was teaching Andy how to make decisions. He was teaching Andy the value and the consequences of choices. And there's two things that I pulled out of this particular story. One was Charles was trying to empower his son, Andy. He basically said, man, Andy, you have the ability to make the decision, and I believe that you can make a good one. What he was also doing is, number two, he was teaching his son responsibility for the decisions that he does make. He was teaching his son responsibility for the outcomes or the consequences of making that decision. Empowerment. Man, I trust you. I believe that you can make the right decision. And then responsibility. I mean, I also believe that owning the consequences, good or bad, can also be a great teacher as well to teach you how to make better decisions down the road. So if we are the sum total of our choices and our decisions, man, it's easy to say that we need to learn and to grow to make more and good, better decisions, right? More good ones than poor ones, right? We want to make better decisions, more good decisions than bad decisions. How do we do that? That's a great question, right? We have that problem. We have regret. We've done this. We've said that. We've made decisions we didn't like. So how do we make better decisions? First, I need to tell you something. It is inevitable that you are going to make a bad decision. It's not going to just go away just because you learn some things and apply some principles. You will inevitably still make bad decisions, but you can still learn from those decisions. So today, I do want to help how to practically make better decisions. So I want to give you two practical tips today that can help you. And this can honestly, it can help you in any context. It can help you make better decisions in your marriage. It can help you make better decisions in your business with a team. Man, it can just help you make better decisions for your life, anything. Number one is you need to choose wisely who you ask advice from. This is crucial. If you are asking someone in your life to give input into your life on maybe how to make a life decision, first you need to ask yourself, does this person have a track record of making good decisions? Whoa. If we literally started with that, man, if are the people that are speaking into my life, are the people that I'm going to for advice, are they actually making good decisions themselves? This will revolutionize your life. Game over. Like, start with that. Choose wisely who you are letting speak into your life and who you're taking advice from. College students, this is crucial. I think so many times, I remember this very vividly myself. I left my house as a young adult. I was 18 years old. I went off to college. I lived by myself. And some of the friends I made were good. And some of the friends I made, they might not have been as good. And some of them I might have just developed based off of proximity. Like, we were involved in an athletic team together, or maybe they had the dorm room next to me, and so we just developed a friendship based off of proximity. And we didn't necessarily develop a friendship based off of choosing a friend who chooses wise decisions or makes good decisions. We just had it because we were close. We had proximity to one another. And I had this. When I went off to college and I was no longer in my parents' house, I wasn't living by their decisions or doing what they were telling me to do. I was finding myself. I was learning more than ever who I was going to be, what kinds of decisions I was going to make, the life trajectory that I was going to go on. And I made a ton of bad decisions, And honestly, when I look back, I can say it this way. I can look back and the sum total of my decisions were based off of mostly the people that I surrounded myself with. I had these friends. I had these people in my life. And I can look back and I go, were these people making good decisions or bad ones? Were they adding value to my life, the kind of value that I wanted, or were they not? So number one, you need to choose wisely who you are getting advice from and who is speaking into your life. Number two, there's wisdom in a multitude of counsel. And so don't just, we've got to try to alleviate. This is something I'm personally trying to learn myself. Try to alleviate a gut reaction or a gut response decision, a reactionary decision. Get into a multitude of counsel. Are they the right they people in your life? Are they people who are making wise decisions themselves? Get into a multitude of counsel. And here are some questions to ask in finding these people who will surround your life and help you to make good decisions. One is the first question, do they make wise decisions themselves? Two, are they invested in the good outcome as much as you are? Are they invested in the good outcome as much as you are? And will they still be there with you if it's a bad decision? Like, will they own that bad decision with you and go, yeah, that was a bad decision. We need to change directions and change our thought process and learn from that and go a different direction the next time. Are you making wise decisions? Because if you're getting yourself around the right people, and you have a multitude of counsel who are learning together to have a great outcome, man, you can respect great results if you're surrounded by these people. If you're a poor decision maker, poor decisions will lead to poor consequences. If you're a better decision maker, if you're a good decision maker, you're not always going to be perfect. They will lead to better outcomes. So let's review. This is really quick. You are the sum total of your choices and your decisions. We need to learn how to make decisions. Do you rely on your gut? Do you rely on your reactions? How's that working? I would argue, because I've been there 1,000 times, it doesn't work. It gets me more frustrated. It leads to more bad decisions. So you need to find those people who are making good decisions themselves, decisions that you want to make. Get around those people. Do you have wise, good decision-making people in your life that you can lean on and lean into? And are they invested in the consequences, good or bad, of the decisions that you do make? Man, I hope this is helpful. I hope this is helpful to you. Hit the subscribe button, leave a comment, ask a question, whatever it is. We'd love to hear from you. Man, Even share this with friends. Text this to someone. If this helped you, text it to someone, share it on your social media, whatever it is. Man, and remember this. Nobody is perfect. We are all in process. So never stop learning. Never stop growing and keep leaning in.